Hi, this is James Devine, and I am an educator who has come out of the trenches. Listen in as my friend and colleague Dana Goodyear shares stories and tips from other educators who have come out of the trenches.
Welcome to the Out of the Trenches podcast. This is Dana Goodyear. Thanks for listening.
Hi, this is your host, Dana, and today's special episode is a rundown and summary of 2021. And this is episode number 136. During the year 2021, I released almost 100 episodes. So started with episode number 39 and ended the year with episode number 133. And I'm going to list a few of the most downloaded episodes, both the audio version and the YouTube version. So some of the episodes overlap. So the most downloaded version of the audio would be David Weiss, and that was episode number 104. David is an area superintendent in Jeffco Public Schools here in the Denver area. I also had a lot of downloads for Stephen Weber, who is at Curriculum Blog, and he is a blogger for the Teach Better team. Stephen is also an assistant superintendent in the Fayetteville, Arkansas area. And Adam Katowski, who's at Coach Adam 34. He also was a very downloaded episode this past year, who works with students and, athletes, student athletes, and goes into schools and also for kids that have ADHD and maybe struggling with their academics. So those are the three most downloaded audio episodes. And then the most viewed YouTube episodes. So we had our 50th episode celebration on February 10th, and that was one of the most viewed YouTube episodes, and that was with guests Jen Molitor and Brandon Beck and Brad Hughes and Chris Dodge, all principals, except for Brandon Beck, who is a dual language teacher. And we had a discussion just about the challenges that we'd had up until February of 2021 with remote learning and all that. I also had a lot of views of the episode number 64 with Steve Gupton, who is a CTE teacher. And he talked about his journey from being a student in middle school and having his teachers see the potential in him as a student of color and a student who grew up without a father who was incarcerated. So he had talked a lot about his story there, and a shout out to the mentors in his life. And he's currently a CTE teacher. So he went into that field that he was interested in when he was in middle and high school. Also, Dan Butler, who is an elementary school principal and who has written a book that has been published through EduConnect, Jimmy Casas's Edu publishing company. That was episode number 105, and that was one of the most viewed YouTube episodes, and also the 100th episode celebration, which was broadcast live on August 8th, had a lot of views as well, and that was with Casey Jakubinski, Lindsay Deacon, Joe Pizzo, and Alex Lensick. And also, I wanted to add George Valenzuela. His episode was also viewed. That came out in October, I think. And that was also highly viewed on YouTube. George is a consultant and speaker. He has worked with curriculum development and PD, and very connected on Twitter as well. And I would also like to touch a little bit on some of my popular guests. It might not have been the most downloaded or viewed YouTube episodes, but I'd like to mention a few episodes if you have not had the chance to watch them or listen to them. So I'm going to go in reverse chronological order. So the oldest episodes first, kind of starting, I'd like to point out my more known or edu celebrity guest that you might not have caught the episode of. So starting with my friend and mentor, Danny Bauer. He was episode number 42, which was released in February. And so he talked a lot about his story in his last principalship. And he has recently released a mastermind, which I will show you here. So this book we talk about in the podcast episode as well. I also would like to mention Jessica Kabin, and she has been in the mastermind group that I'm in with Danny. She's episode number 45, also released in February. She talks about her adoption story of her son Isaiah and her work as a middle school principal in Minnesota. I'd like to point out episode number 47, which is Robert Breyer. Post episode, he did end up publishing the field guide for aspiring administrators. We didn't talk about that in the episode, but we talked a lot about just his work leading up to being an elementary school principal. So that is episode number 47. I'd like to point out episode number 54 with Matt Miller, who is the superintendent of Lakota School District in Ohio. He sincerely talks about his experiences as a district leader during a time in the fall of 2020, when most schools were doing a hybrid or remote setting, and he was doing a full in-person setting. So he talked about being at the helm of a district in that type of setting. You might not have caught episode 52 with TJ Berry and Joe Jones, who are both assistant superintendents in Delaware, and have written several books about retaining staff and attracting staff. And we talk a lot about just their outlook as district leaders on staffing challenges, which is something we're dealing with now. You might want to check out episode 57 with Ann LaBellana Clay. I was on her episode as well. On her podcast, coaching you through all things education. So I was on her podcast last spring. She was on my podcast. Her episode with me was released a little bit earlier. And we talk a lot about just her work as a instructional coach in her district in Delaware. In episode number 58, Craig Randall, trust-based Craig. So he has written a book on trust in schools and leadership, and his book came out a year ago. So we talk a lot about that and just his work and his doctorate program that led to the writing of his book. Episode number 60 with Ken Williams. If you have not heard Ken speak, he's a very charismatic speaker. So definitely check that one out. And he talks about his podcast, Bless His Heart, and it's about his experiences as a principal in that school. Some of the other episodes I'd like to point out, number 61 with...
This podcast is a proud member of the Teach Better Podcast Network. Better today, better tomorrow, and the podcast to get you there. Explore more podcasts at www.teachbetterpodcastnetwork.com. Now let's get back to the episode.
Jen Court, who is a counselor at a Montessori high school, and she's also been an administrator and a teacher, and she speaks a lot at different conferences. So check that one out. Episode number 65 with Dave Schmitto. So we talk about just his experiences as a teacher, principal, assistant superintendent. He is currently on the Teach Better team, and he does a lot of professional speaking. So we'll talk about his journey. Number 66, Kyle Hamstra, is also episode number 68. So he talks about his work over the past 20 years as a teacher and then STEM coordinator, just working with curriculum and using Twitter for his lesson planning and helping other educators. Episode number 69, Chad Dumas. So we talk about his work and his writing and how he works with schools and districts. So check that one out. I know he was a guest on several other podcasts that I listened to around that time. If you've not caught his episode, number 73 with Casey Jakubinski. So he's written A Cog in the Machine, and he talks about rural education. He talks about how some of the mandates brought on in the educational system hinder us from reaching our full potential in public education. Episode number 71 with Joe Pizzo, who is a veteran middle school language arts teacher, talks a lot about his passion for teaching and stories that go back to 9/11 and some of the things his students have done. Episode number 76 with Jennifer Abrams. Jennifer has written Having Hard Conversations. So we talk a lot about just working with staff and when there are conflicts amongst colleagues and how to handle those. I'd like to point out episode number 79 with Connie Hamilton. Connie is a professional speaker. I had her on because I'd seen her give several sessions at different online conferences I'd attended. If you don't know about her work, please check out that episode, Connie Hamilton. I'm also excited to do another episode, a live episode in February. It's going to be on February 19th with Etienne Langlois. So that's episode number 77, but he is coming to a conference here in Colorado, and we'll be doing a live episode with an audience in February. So I'm very excited about that. So check out his episode number 77, where he talks about becoming an edgy rock star. I'd like to point out episode number 82 as well, with Heather Lyon, and she has written the Big Book of Engagement Strategies and also a workbook to accompany that. So she is an assistant superintendent in New York State, and she talks a lot about her journey and her writing and things that have led up to the writing of her book. You might want to check out episode number 81 with Jonathan Alzheimer's. A lot of people have read his book, Next Level Teaching. So he'll talk about his work as a teacher and also the work with WWE and some of the fashion brands that he's worked with. He is a middle school social studies teacher. Please check out episode number 86 with Dr. Byron McClure. He is at School Psych Life. So he talks a lot about SEL strategies at working with students, in high minority areas and working with young Black males and some of the work that both of us have done in helping reach them and developing after school clubs and getting them plugged in with adult mentors. So that's episode number 86. Also, one of the edgy celebrities, I'm going to be on an online conference that's starting early February that Todd Neslini at Tech Ninja Todd is running. So that's episode number 90. So Todd talks about how he became an elementary school principal, kind of recruited right from Twitter. So he was an elementary school principal for 5 years, and now he works for the Texas Association of Secondary School Principals. But he is also a professional speaker, curriculum, professional development facilitator. And he talks a lot about his work and just being a visible presence on Twitter. So please check that one out. Also, episode 89, if you have not heard of Dr. Debbie Silver, she talks about her trenches story in getting into education. And she uses a lot of humor. Definitely check that one out for a laugh. It's episode number 89. Let's see, episode number 93 with Jamie Fowler White. Jamie is a principal, so she had not gotten her principalship yet. She was still an AP when we interviewed, but she is now a principal. And she has written several books during the pandemic and writes a lot of articles and blogs also for the Teach Better team. So let's see, episode number 97 with Jethro Jones. I have been a fan of his podcast, Transformative Principle, for several years. So we talk a little bit about that, but we talk about his book, School X, and his upcoming book, How to Be a Transformative Principal. That book will be coming out later this year. If you have not read the book, The Addiction Inoculation, with Jessica Leahy, that's episode number 98. So I talked with her about that book that came out in April. So the episode came out, I think it was in July. We talk about the addiction inoculation, her own addictions, and her work as an author and writer for the New York Times now, but she used to be a middle school teacher, and she's worked with students that have been in different levels of addiction and sobriety. So check that one up, episode 98. Let's see, there's also episode number 103. I geek out with Noah Geisel, who is a fellow Colorado world language teacher. So we geek out a lot about just world languages, his work with badge, the credentials, micro credentials, and how he has, just transformed that at CU. And let's see, we also, if you have not heard of Eric Francis's work with Depth of Knowledge, he had a book come out in October. So he's been speaking a lot recently at different schools. So that's episode number 106 with Eric Francis. If you have not checked out episode number 109 with Eric Scheniger, very well-known edgy celebrity, has written a lot of books, and we talk about those as well. And so, yeah, I've listed a lot of episodes so far, and I still have several more that have been published in 2021. So I would say episode number 116 with Dr. Frank Buck. So he's a retired principal. He talks a lot about organization and organizational tools for busy leaders. Steven Weber, I talked about that was a downloaded episode with area assistant superintendent from Fayetteville. Talks a lot about his views for education. Tim Stevenson, who is a science astronomy teacher in Canada and British Columbia. That's episode number 119, if you have not checked that one out. And I think I will end my tips of what to catch. I think that last one I will recommend is episode number 128 with Katie Powell. So Katie Powell is the author of Boredom Busters and Frustration Busters and works for AMLE. And so check that one out as well. Lastly, I'd like to touch on the one word 2021. So my one word for 2021 is present. And I came up with that on Tuesday the 4th in the mastermind with Danny Bauer. We discussed this on Wednesday the 5th, and we did a kind of a brain mind map on this. So my word for present, kind of the branching out on that, is talking about living in the now. So being present in the moment, not worrying about the future, not getting caught up in the past, catching the monkey mind thinking around, you know, what happened at what certain time point, then and what's happening now kind of thing, right? The monkey mind. Being present is reflecting, but not getting focused on the past, right? It's just reflecting about the day, right? And also not regretting missed goals. So I worked through the Your Best Year Ever last year with Michael Hyatt. And I do have that journal. I didn't go to the course this year, but I have kind of revisited some of those goals. So don't regret missed goals at the end of the year. Set new ones for the new year. And also on that word present is be grateful for the moment. Be grateful for what you might have time to do, what you're finding you can fit in, those small celebrations. So thank you for listening or watching this special episode, number 136. And if you have not already, please share and review and rate and comment. Thank you. Check out the show notes on danagoodyear.com to learn more about this guest and links to their social media. Please subscribe, share, rate, and review wherever you download this podcast. Tell your friends and colleagues about it. And if this episode resonates, especially with you, be sure to share it out on social media and tag me at Out of Trenches PC.